PNC family, from my home to wherever you are. Today is going to be a great day because we are in for a fun, meaningful, and memorable time together now, one I believe we're all going to be really grateful for when it's over. And I want to start with this. The ninth most common verb in English is the word take, which might be surprising, actually, until you think about how many phrases we use every day that center around that word take. And take it from me, there's a lot. I mean, pay close attention. It'll take just a second, or more likely, it'll take a few minutes, because I'd like to take this opportunity to announce that the Thanksgiving turkey feast will take place in 4 days, which is also the day when the Lions take on the Texans at 12:30 p.m. And if you'd like to take part in the festivities, take a moment to take down this information. Also, don't forget to take advantage of that day after Thanksgiving, 40% off sale. And also, take note of your credit card's interest rate. And, will you take a flyer on joining me in an undisclosed, extravagant Christmas giving adventure? And some of you are like, I'm not gonna take you up on that, David. Take that risk, take that bait, get taken advantage of, get taken to the cleaners. But listen, if that's your take on my take, then I just want to say, oh, come on, take the plunge, take the dive, take the bite, take the shot, take your man, take it to it, take it strong, take it to the rack, take it to the hole. I know what you're thinking. Hey, David, take a break, take a hint, take a hike, take some time off, take a holiday, take a vacation, take a sabbatical. Well, I'll take note of it, might take you up on that. Take an Uber, take a bus, take a plane, take a boat, take a train, especially if you're offering to take the check and promise you won't take it back, even if I take a few extra liberties or take it too far. I mean, can't you take a joke? Take a punch? Take a breath? Take a deep breath, take a chill pill, take it easy. Ooh, take a look. Take another look. Take a closer look. Take a double take. Take a step. Take a chance. Take her out on a date. Get takeout. Take a walk. Take it slow. Take notice. Take it step by step. Take root. Take this dance. Take my heart. Take her to meet the parents. Do you take this woman? Do you take this man? Take this ring. Will you take our picture? Take a piece of cake. Take a honeymoon. Take it to the bank. Take out a loan. Take out a policy. Take out the trash. Take a rain check. Take an issue. Take out your frustrations. Take your feet off the couch. I'll take that into consideration. Take your hands off your brother. Take your finger out of your nose. Take the cat out of the dryer. Take the dog outside. Take that into the kitchen. Take him to the field, to the rink, to the gym, to the court, to the stage. Take her to practice, to the game, to the tournament, to the competition. Take her to school. Take your charger, take your books, take your backpack, take your seat, take your test, take a makeup test, take ninth grade again. He takes after you. Take the keys, take the car, take a shortcut, take a left, then take a right. Take it seriously. Don't take it for granted. Please, don't take it out on me. Or take advantage of me. Or drink that to take the edge off. I know it takes two to tango, but I take offense. Take it back. You take it back. You take it back. Takes one to know one. I can't take it anymore. That takes the cake. Take the money and run. Take a pause. Jesus, take the wheel. Take a look in the mirror. Take a knee. Take a U-turn. Take it back. Take turns. Take time. Take into account. Take yourself less seriously. Take my hand. Take my breath away. Take nothing for granted. Take it to the limit one more time. Take the long way home. Take me home, country roads. Take me home. Take a walk down memory lane. Take a bow. They can't take that away from me. A new community, over 150 times I just used the word take, and I barely scratched the surface of that phrase because so much of our life is centered around that word take. But today, we're going to talk for the rest of the time about giving. Because Jesus says in the book of Acts, chapter 20, it is more blessed to give than receive. And in John chapter 15, Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, than they give their life for their friends. And the psalmist counsels over and over and over, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And that's one of the reasons I love this Thanksgiving week, because it's a week to give thanks, to celebrate the most important things and people and ideas and hopes for humanity, to listen, to extend hands and open hearts, and to remember the giver of every good and perfect gift. And to that end, here's how the rest of our time together is going to work. Instead of hearing from me, we are going to hear now from five folks, Denise, Christian, Taylor, Lauren, and Steve, and in that order. And they don't really need introduction here because many of you know them. And if you don't, then here's what you need to know. They have been and are part of our church community, and they have and continue to bring joy and wisdom and influence to us all. So whatever your experience is with giving thanks, my hope and prayer this morning is that there will be something said here this morning that the Holy Spirit will use to encourage you and strengthen you this week. And to that end, I'm going to take a seat now and let these five others take over the rest of this podcast. So Denise, take it away.
Happy Thanksgiving, New Community Church family. I am Denise King, and I have been part of this community for about 12 years now. It is a blessing to be able to speak with you this morning about probably my favorite holiday. I'd like to think that we, as Christians, celebrate Christmas and Easter all year through, but Thanksgiving is a one-day event and packed full of food, family, and so rich with traditions. There are three traditions I would like to share with you today, and all three include turkeys. The first one started in 1964. My mother loved ceramics, and she loved having us do things together, so our project was a large turkey platter. Each one painted some portion of this turkey. It was a joint effort, and it has served over 56 turkeys. It remained the center of our feast. Each time I wash it to store away for next year, I'm filled with memories of my family then and now, of the loved ones who have taken from the platter over the years, some who are no longer with us, and the joy of seeing our younger ones carrying on this small but wonderful tradition. Turkey tradition number two involves my son-in-law, Jason, myself, and two turkeys. For the last 10 years or so, we have had a turkey cook-off. I stay with the traditional sage, rosemary, and thyme theme, while he has no boundary, and we have had curry, barbecue, and smoked turkey, just to name a few. I'd rather not give you my win-loss stats. A newer tradition also involves a turkey. This one started simple enough. When dinner is ready and just before the food is blessed, our family makes a large circle. We go around the circle and tell something that we are thankful for. Several years ago, as our grandchildren got a little older and more creative, they put a different spin on our Thanksgiving circle. Now, as everyone arrives, they are given a slip of paper. The idea is to write something that you are thankful for on the paper. No name is written on the paper. It's folded and dropped into the turkey tin. Before the dinner blessing, we still get in a circle, but rather than say what we are thankful for, we each take a piece of paper from the very decorated turkey tin. One by one, the slips of paper are read, and one by one, we try to guess who wrote it. The guessing does get a little rowdy at times, but it is really cool to watch as the writer is revealed. While this is fun for our family, it also sheds some light on what we are thinking and what is most important to these beautiful people we call family. There's always a good laugh, and many times it gets quiet when a note really touches our heart. Here are a few. I am thankful for family, chaos, and calm. I am thankful for family, food, and faith. I am thankful for family, art, dogs, God, music, and bacon. I am thankful to be part of a family that shows love, has your back, and always makes room for one more. I am thankful in everything. So, what would you write on your slip of paper to be dropped into the turkey tin? With so many fears and unknowns in our world today, my prayer for each of us will be that today we devote a few moments to count our blessings. As the old hymn goes, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. This time that we take to be grateful and thankful could just be the whipped cream on top of our pumpkin pie.
Hey, what's up to the new community church family? It's been a while. My name is Christian, and for the next couple minutes, I'd like to share some thoughts around Thanksgiving. For me, Thanksgiving ultimately comes down to the food, if I'm being honest. And why wouldn't I be? I remember one year I made Cornish game hens. I thought I was being fancy. To put it this way, no one requested that for Thanksgiving ever again. I've thought about making a turducken, where you take a duck and put it inside of a turkey and bake the both. And I might actually try it this Thanksgiving. But I know that Thanksgiving is more than just a meal. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul is quoted as saying, "Always be joyful, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." What's interesting about the time in Paul's life when he wrote those words, he was under a lot of pressure. There were enemies that were tailing him from town to town, some to imprison him, hurt him, or even kill him. His circumstances are actually pretty bad. For me, a person in recovery, my 12-step program encourages me to find things to be grateful for every day, because my alcoholic mind wants to find things to be upset at, to be resentful, to be mad at. My alcoholic mind wants to judge. It wants to project my anger and resentment on someone else. It wants to blame, and it wants to shame. I often share, I have three toilets in my house. I have one butt, and I have three toilets. That's usually on my gratitude list. Socks are on my gratitude list. It's simple things, really. Pastor David just recently did a sermon on looking to the trees. And trees make me thankful. Because certainly, if that pine tree right outside my window, can stand there looking so content, looking so at peace with what it is. I doubt it wishes to be a palm tree by the sea in California. If that tree can embrace who it is, then I too can embrace God's will for my life. And I can attempt, at very least, attempt to be thankful in all circumstances, in all of them. It's been a while, but know that I love you all and am grateful for this community. Keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Hi, TNC. This is Taylor, here to offer a few words. This year, Thanksgiving will be different. Like many of you, I'm exhausted, weary, and saddened by what has transpired this year. We've seen a pandemic devastate our country. We've heard the cries of racial injustice in the names of Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor, among many others. We felt loss, aching and heavy and constant. Perhaps the words of Paul will have a keener resonance. Perhaps a year racked by hardship will grace us with new eyes to see the importance of gratitude, a practice often overlooked and frequently underestimated. Thankfulness in all circumstances. Not for, but in. How great a difference a single preposition makes, and how great, too, the difference of speaker. Coming from a middle-class, financially secure megachurch pastor, these words might sound idealistic and even hollow, but they come from a man living in the first century, a man all too familiar with pain and sorrow and the sting of regret, and thus they come stamped with resolute authenticity. At times it is easier to recognize sorrow than it is to recognize the million little gifts we're graced with every day. It requires of us a mindfulness and openness not frequently attempted. To take in the good is to see with new eyes. It is to see beauty everywhere. To walk not with heaviness of heart, but with lightness of step. It is to kiss the earth beneath us, as Thich Nhat Hanh once wrote. Attention and love are two sides of the same coin. To love is to pay attention. I leave you with the words of poet Beau Taplin. I'm beginning to recognize that real happiness isn't something large and looming on the horizon ahead, but something small and numerous and already here. A decent breakfast, the warm sunset, the smile of someone you love, your little everyday joys all lined up in a row.
Hi, TNC, this is Lauren, and I wanted to share with you how I became so grateful for Thanksgiving. As a child, I was always a girl with her head in the clouds, daydreaming about what I would have someday in the places I go. I was always content to be left to my lonesome in the vast world of my imagination. I was a simple girl. I took joy in green caterpillars and always found something to smile about, be it an I love you from my mom or a fortune teller folded by my third grade best friend. However, as I grew older, I realized that the quiet place can sometimes be lonely. Being content to be in my world, my work, and my business can always mean that you miss a lot of things, people, life's greatest moments, such as the birth of my niece or a graduation. I had to learn to step out and be grateful for the things that life blesses you with. I realized even in my adult life, I've been missing some of the most adorable, loving moments that I'm truly thankful for. Life has a way of busying you and taking up the small amount of time you hold so dear. It's made me more appreciative of the random happy moments. For example, my niece who is now 5 and begs to come with me when I visit my brothers. My mother who lives hundreds of miles away but manages to butt dial me to say she loves me on my voicemail. my rambunctious Yorkie Louie, who is always excited when I come home, and most importantly, my girlfriend, who encouraged me to love myself more and introduced me to my TNC family. I found gratefulness through my imaginative mind and the journey it's taken me. But I also realized that gratefulness for those around you comes from stepping out of your comfort zone, or for me, my daydreaming, and embracing the love and moments around you. It is ever more important in these days that we take the time to hug a little harder, smile a little bigger, and give a little more.
Good morning, TNC. This is Steve. Most of my personal stories about my past Thanksgivings focus on family drama and or loss. But that hasn't soured my view of Thanksgiving. You see, I believe that the Thanksgiving feast demonstrates a unique opportunity to tabernacle with God and His community in a couple of different ways. First, whether it's turkey, ham, tofurkey, or anything else on your Thanksgiving table, one thing is for sure. This food can be a vehicle. It can lead you to new cultures and experiences, and it can also take you back to memories of years past. 10 years ago, I worked for a company that undertook a joint venture with a Chinese medical device firm. My job required me to make several visits to China. The work was very serious during the day, but it was equivalently important to our partners that they share their culture with us at night, generally over food. I ate jellyfish, donkey, chicken feet, and spicy baby turtle. Most meals, preceded by a history of the 8 different Chinese cuisines and references to historical dynasties associated with them. Or as far as memories past, each Christmas season, the Gambon family makes a spiked eggnog that provides fortification against the cold. And every time I taste it, I remember my grandfather telling me the story of how he decided to add not just brandy, but bourbon and rum to his recipe, and the rest was history. He's been gone for 12 years now, but I can see his smile and hear his voice when I taste his eggnog recipe every year. Second, whatever the feast we might be celebrating is, to do so always represents something larger. The act of the celebration feast is an act of recognizing resources and talents, each made available to us by the living God, and doing so with the purpose of participating in and spreading community within our family, within our friends, within our church, within our local food pantries or firehouses. Friends, in our country, we are in the midst of historic division, political fights, racial discrimination, ever-expanding distance between the haves and the have-nots, and a pandemic keeping us physically apart from one another. Across the world, we see civil war in Ethiopia, hurricanes impacting Central America and the Caribbean, and COVID infection rates skyrocketing in European countries. Many view this as a dark winter upon us. The Pilgrims of Plymouth, Massachusetts arrived in 1620 and fought illness and starvation through that winter. Those that survived got help from the indigenous peoples to plant crops in the spring. When they harvested those crops in October and November of 1621, they knew another dark, hard winter was coming. But they also recognized what they had, and it gave them hope. Hope to brave the winter cold, hope to look forward to planting again in the spring, hope that together their community could not just survive, but thrive in this new world. We are in a difficult time, perhaps a dark winter, but each of us has reasons to say thanks and to reach for the future. New community, let's use this Thanksgiving, however unique it may be, to release our divisions, recognize our gifts, and raise up the ultimate expression of hope.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed and been encouraged by these perspectives as much as I have. And I wish you all again a very happy Thanksgiving. Will you pray with me now? To our good and faithful and gracious God, the God in the heavens that are all around us, not far away, to our Heavenly Father who is with us in our space and in our places, God, we give you thanks. Thank you for your presence and your power and your peace. I pray that you would bless every person listening now. May they know your joy and your comfort and your strength. May they feel your peace and purpose and love. And may we all feel connected to one another this week. Because we are your family, O God. We are your children. We are members of your body. Amen.